The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Very good.
We have with us not one, but two special guests, Sharon Generati, a local lender, a very experienced local lender, I might add. And we also have Pam Onslinger. And Pam is with NeighborWorks. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on the Real Estate Roundtable, where we discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions. @JRUDDY.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at JRUDDY.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab. We have a webcam on top of the building. We get about 500-600 hits a day on that camera.
Everybody likes to see what's going on at Dunmore Corners. Yes.
It's a happening place.
Yes, the big metropolitan
intersection
of Lackawanna County. Okay. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, JRUDDY.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And getting back to that, questions@jruddy.com. People, we need topics. We want to hear what you want to hear about. So if there's anything out there that we haven't covered over the last 6 years, please don't be shy. Hit us up by email or give us a call at 570-344-6724. And it's questions@jruddy.com. questions@jruddy.com. Okay, Sharon Generati, a local lender. How long have you been a lender?
I have been in the mortgage business about 23 years.
23 years. Okay. Yes. So you've seen some very interesting times.
I've been through it all, yes.
High interest rates. Highs and lows. The high interest rates where we did sell homes at those that time. Where there were, I mean, what's the highest you've seen the interest rate go?
I want to say when I started, interest rates sometimes were in the 8s and 9s. 6 was a good rate. And then
I remember when the 6 hit. Six, everybody thought they hit the lottery. Yeah, they were thrilled.
Absolutely. And then a couple of years ago, we were down into the 3s.
Yeah.
And the last couple of years, we've been fortunate to be in the 4s. But as you probably are aware, I mean, rates are slowly climbing. So now is a good time to think about buying a house if it, you know, if that's something you're in the market for. Rates going up are slowly going to continue to increase, it looks like. So we're, you know, definitely now's the time. Now's
well,
the time,
everybody's
to buy.
Been saying it for years, but the time is happening. It's here now. Interest rates are going up. And so act now if you've even thought about buying a house. But we're here today to talk about the do's and don'ts. What should they do? What they should they not do before they buy a house?
That's a good question. One of the best pieces of advice first would be aware of what's on your credit. Take a look at your credit score, see what's on your credit, try to clean up anything that's on there that is derogatory, that's, you know, maybe if you had a couple late payments, see if you can get that straightened out. Make your payments on time. Try to make your payments on time for a good 12 months. That's what we're going to look for. The, you know, late payments affect your credit score, derogatory remarks affect your credit score, charge-offs, judgments, any kind of bankruptcies, foreclosures, certain timelines. Make sure you're aware of when they occurred and when they'll drop off or what, you know, how that's going to affect you when you go to purchase your home.
Okay. So how does someone find out what their credit is?
Everyone's entitled to a free credit report a year, annualcreditreport.com. You can go on, you can pull a report. There's a lot of credit services out there that may not always be totally accurate with a credit score, but we'll show you what's on. Like, there's Credit Karma.
Right.
There's a couple of those. The score is not always accurate as to what your actual score may be, but at least it'll show you what's on your report. So you have an idea. There may be something on there that isn't yours or you weren't aware of and that, you know, you thought you took care of. So it's a good time to take a look, investigate what's on there, see where you're at before you go to start getting into the, you know, looking at a home or getting pre-approved.
When you say it's not completely accurate, you're saying that the scores that you and the reports that you pull as a lender are a lot more detailed, specific?
Right. So we're pulling an actual FICO score. A lot of times some of those credit companies that are out there use it what's called an advantage score. An advantage score and a FICO score are not always the same thing. They tend to sometimes look higher on some of those sites than they do when we actually pull them. And people are like, well, I thought my score was, you know, 670 and it's actually 620. But it is a good place to look to see what is on your credit more so than what your score is.
Well, I just had someone reach out to me yesterday and they want to start buying a house. So they emailed me and their specific question was, what should my credit score be? Now, there are different scores for different programs.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's not an exact number all of the time. It's not like black or white.
Right. It's not an exact number. So what we look for, depending on the program, obviously the lower credit scores are usually more toward your FHA programs than your conventional programs.
And FHA is a government-insured loan?
Exactly. Normally, you know, minimum of 3.5% down versus with a conventional loan of maybe 5% down or 10, 20, depending on what, you know, what your asset situation is. FHA will take a lower credit score, will take the lower down payment. So it's always a good, you know, a good loan to get into a house if you have credit challenges.
It's not a first-time homebuyer program, however many first-time homebuyers utilize it because of the lower down payment requirements and the lower credit score requirements.
Absolutely. You don't have to be a first-time homebuyer to use the FHA program.
Okay, because a lot of people think that you have to be. But
correct.
No, you
correct.
Don't.
You don't. You don't. So FHA has some programs that will go down to a 580. Now, between the 580 and the 600, the guidelines are a little more stringent than they are over the 600. Ideally, we like to see you at least at a 620 to do FHA. It gives you a little bit better rate. The guidelines aren't as strict. The income to debt ratio is normally where the guideline changes when you have that lower credit score. They want to make sure that you're not as overextended as you could be with a more of a score of a 620.
Okay. So getting back to the should and shouldn'ts of what somebody needs to do to prepare themselves to purchase a home. This is before they're even looking at a home. What else do they need to do, Sharon?
Well, on top of knowing your credit score, like I said, one of the most important things is to make your monthly debt payments on time. Mm-hmm. No matter what that is, your student loans, your credit cards, your installment loans, auto loans, make your payments on time. If you're making late payments, and a lender sees that, now they're looking at, well, if you can't make your $200 a month student loan payment, how are you going to pay a mortgage?
Yeah, there's a pattern.
Absolutely. So we're looking for those patterns. Deposits are important. You cannot put cash into your bank account and use it to close if you can't document where it came from. So make sure you have a paper trail. If there is any large deposits into your account, we need to be able to verify what they were, where they came from, how they got there. You can't have what we like to refer to as mattress money or, you know, money in a box under your bed that needs to get in the bank. And it needs to be in the bank at least 60 days prior to closing. So if you're saving money, if that's your way of saving by putting, you know, $100 a week out of your check under, you know, in a box under your bed, get it in the bank. Let it sit in the bank for a good 2 months before you go to apply.
We call that seasoned money, seasoned funds.
Absolutely.
Okay. What about mom and dad giving a gift?
Gifts are good. You can use a gift. It can be from any family member. Depending on the program will depend on whether it can be all gifted your down payment or if you need to have so much out of your own pocket into the transaction. But gifts are good. Any family member, grandma, grandpa, your aunt, uncle, a close family relation. If you have someone that you've grown up with, maybe they've helped raise you, not truly blood, they still consider that family. There's guidelines are
so it doesn't friends. Have to be a blood relation.
Absolutely,
close.
They say okay. Family, but it can okay. be a close friend. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's good to know. So far, we're saying make sure we know what's on our credit report and If we have to clean it up to get our score up, we could do that. There are ways. Pay on time, pay our credit, pay our debt, and pay it on time. Get our financials in order and making sure that any savings are in the bank and on record. Okay, what else?
Well, other than that, you want to make sure your job history, you have your job history down. Obviously, with the way the market went a couple of years ago, a lot of people changed jobs or have been in and out of jobs. That doesn't necessarily hurt you. You do need a two-year job history, but there used to be a lot more stringent where you had to be in the same line. You had to be there
for two years.
2 years. Right. Exactly. Now, as long as you've been in a job for 2 years, it makes sense that you've changed jobs. It doesn't have to be the same job, but if it's in the same line, we're not, obviously, if you go from being a employed W-2 wage earner to a self-employed borrower, then we're looking for 2 years.
Okay.
But if you've just changed jobs to better your situation, that's not a big deal anymore. Years ago, it used to be. Now,
does it have to be in the same line of work?
Not necessarily, but you have to. Like, if you, I do a lot of borrowers that work at, like, at Amazon.
Okay.
And they go from Amazon to AutoZone or to Mission Foods or to any of the other big warehouses in the industrial parks. That's fine. If they increase their wage, if they've moved up in a position, if they've increased their salary, we're okay with that. We understand that things happen. Good people lose jobs. And as long as you got back out and you didn't have a huge gap, we're okay with that.
Okay. Well, like, could you go from, restaurant management into something, I'll say a warehouse like Amazon? Could you change?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And same thing if you're a student. If you're just coming out of college, you graduated with your nursing degree, maybe you were a certified nurse's assistant for a couple years, got your nursing degree, passed your boards, became an RN. We can use your new income based on you've got transcripts from your college, you've passed your job, you've got a job offer letter. We can use that now. We don't have to qualify you on the last job you had.
Okay. Now, we did have an interesting scenario where a gentleman was working in a company and he went from W-2 to 1099 within that company. And it was right before he was supposed to close. And it fell through because of that change in income.
Right. And I've seen that happen. It really depends on the situation. It also can be okay if you can show that you've been doing the same line of work. People go from a counseling job or maybe something to do. I had a guy a couple of years ago that went from doing some kind of state job to working as a counselor for the same kind of type of work. So they allowed me to use his 1099 because he came from that background.
Okay.
But, it really depends on the situation. But normally, if you go from a W-2 employee to a self-employed employee, they usually have to wait the 2 years. But if it's in the same line, we can document it. He's at the same company.
Right, he was.
His pay structure changed.
He didn't
realize,
and he thought
right.
he was doing something good for himself, and he was.
Right.
But the lender didn't think
right, right.
that,
and
so.
And I have got those done that way. It really depends on the situation. That's kind of a case-by-case.
Right.
But it can be done.
Okay. What about this? There's a lot of people that work in jobs that provide and offer overtime. A lot of people take advantage of overtime. But it's not always there.
Sure. Let's talk about overtime and commission. So with overtime, if you've received overtime for the last 2 years, then we can use the overtime. If you recently changed jobs and you currently are working where you have a lot of overtime, it's given to you, but you didn't have a history of overtime your previous year, we're not going to use it. But if you've been in the same line, same place, you worked overtime last year, you're working overtime this year, you're working, they'll use the overtime. They'll average it out. The same thing with commission. If you become a let's say you're a car salesperson and you were in sales prior to, so you've had a history of sales experience, but now as a car salesperson, you get a small base salary and work off your commissions. If you don't have a 2 year history of commission work, we're not going to use your commissions. So that's something to keep in mind. If you change jobs and you're no longer salaried, but you're salary plus commission and you don't have a commission history, you're going to want to wait till you have 2 years of commission history if you need that commission to qualify.
How about bonuses?
Bonuses, we can use bonuses if we can prove that it's going to continue. Same thing as, it's almost like overtime. If you've got a two-year history of bonus income received, we'll use your bonus income.
There you go. So you have to have a history.
Absolutely.
A trail.
That's looking for a history. That's exactly it.
That's good information. With us today, Sharon Generati, a local lender who knows her stuff. You've been doing it 23 years?
23
Excellent.
Years.
And we have with us, and she's here, but she hasn't been able to say anything. We're going to get you on the second half. Pam Onslinger with NeighborWorks. We're headed towards a break. Before we go to break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, I haven't got to say anything either. Sharon's been a wealth of information. Good stuff. We have a side-by-side duplex at 416-418 Deacon Street in Scranton for only $116,000. This home has a two-bedroom apartment on one side and a one-bedroom on the other. There are very good tenants on both sides, and this house, the way it was originally set up, is the owner lived on one side and he rented out the other. This home is in moving condition with the huge lot. It has paved off-street parking and a nice-sized yard. It has updated kitchen, covered front porches. This is a great investment at a great price. The tenants pay the utilities, but the owner pays the sewer and the trash. That's a two-family home at 416-418 Deacon Street in Scranton for only $116,000, and that's listed by Barbara McKnight of our office.
Oh, thank you, Pat. I have the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors profile of home buyers and sellers for 2017. The typical home that was recently purchased was just under 2,000 square feet for $1,870. That is the typical home, 1,870 square feet, and had three bedrooms and two bathrooms, and was built around 1991. That's interesting considering our area, but these are national statistics. Heating and cooling costs were the most important environmental features for recent home buyers, with 85% of them finding these features at least somewhat important. Overall, buyers expect to live in their homes, get this, I don't see this, but this is the study of PAR.
Expect.
Overall, buyers expect to live in their homes for a median of 15 years, okay? While 18%, and we have something to say about this 18%, Pat, 18% say they are never moving.
Never.
Now, what do we have to say about that word never?
Never.
Never say never. Never say never. That's our advice, because we said that too. We're counting the days. Okay. We're headed towards a break. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. We'll be right back.
How smart is a Century 21 agent? They have more brain power than a barrel full of Einsteins and the gentle wisdom of a monk. They know your city, your neighborhood, and they might even know your mom, so watch your language. They can simplify, multiply, and leap tall mountains of paperwork in a single bound. Plus, they know where to find the best cup of joe. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back. Lots of good information
today. We have excellent information. Sharon Generati, a local lender who is a veteran local lender doing this 23 years, is with us today, as well as Pam Onslinger. We haven't heard from Pam yet, but she's with NeighborWorks, and we're going to get her in on this program. She's going to have a few things to say, because we are talking about what to do when you're preparing to purchase a home, the do's and don'ts, the should and shouldn'ts. And we had a first half excellent information that Sharon put out there on what to do, how to get ready to buy a house. So we left off right at the break with employment and job history and what people need to think about there in terms of bonuses, overtime, steady income, W-2 versus 1099, etc. Now, what else should someone do when they're preparing to purchase a home?
Some other good ideas as you're preparing to purchase a home. Don't make any expensive purchases prior to getting ready. Especially don't make any expensive purchases once you're under contract.
So I shouldn't go buy a boat?
Do not go buy a boat. Don't buy a new car. Don't buy the furniture for the house that you don't own. They're good advice. That happens a lot. People, I knew we were going to buy this house, so I bought a living room full of furniture. But if you don't have a house to put it in, don't make the expensive purchase up front. Wait till you're done, your loan's closed, and then go purchase your furniture.
Okay. So I want to buy a home. I'm ready to buy a home. What is the first step?
First thing you should do when you're ready to buy a home, before you even reach out to a realtor, get pre-approved. Get pre-approved. Know what your purchase power is, how much you can buy, what you qualify for. If you qualify, what type of program? How much money are you going to need? Do you have enough saved? Can you get a gift? These are important things. No one wants to go out and show you 15 homes and then find out you can't buy any of them.
Okay. So let's talk to Pam. I think this would be a good time to bring Pam Onslinger into this conversation because she works at NeighborWorks. They go to, say, Sharon. They go to get pre-approved and they find out they have some credit issues or they need to save up or they have some problems figuring things out. How do you help somebody? What is your role in this whole home buying process, please?
At NeighborWorks, we have the ability to do a soft pull on the credit report. So right off the bat, we're able to look at the credit report and it doesn't affect your score. We come across as a soft inquiry, so it's not a hard pull. It doesn't damage your score for us to be looking at it.
Okay, so we have this terminology, soft pull, hard pull.
Yes.
Okay, soft pull doesn't take a hit on the credit, but the hard pull does. A consumer doesn't know the difference.
No, and that it's an important question to ask. So that's something that we can go over. When somebody is pulling a soft pull versus a hard pull, you have to give permission for a hard pull. You have to sign off on it. You have to agree to it. Some agencies that do soft pulls without you even really knowing about it are insurance companies and employers. So there's a lot of times that your credit's being pulled and you're not always even aware of it.
So NeighborWorks is it services Northeast Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And it's been providing services to homeowners and prospective buyers for 35 years.
Yes.
Okay. And you provide a focus on increasing the financial stability of neighborhoods and mm-hmm. neighbors. And you want to create and preserve opportunities for homeownership. And that's your focus and that's your mission.
Yes.
Okay. So they come to you and you do this soft pull and you see some areas that they need to strengthen.
Yeah, we'll do an evaluation of the credit report. We'll focus on what's negatively affecting it right now and what are some things that you can do. But we also do talk about long-term retaining that score, how to continuously improve it, even after homeownership, because credit's always going to be important. It's always going to be a factor. So we don't just sit there and say, this is what you need to do in order to qualify. We also say, this is what you need to do in order to always be a stable person with your credit report. And we focus on education.
It's like that old saying, what I'm thinking about is diet or way of life, right? You mm-hmm. want to make this a way of life with the credit so that you don't fall into some old habits and bring it down.
Exactly.
Okay. Because when you think about it, credit affects a lot. It affects insurance. It affects if you're going for a job. Some employers will pull credit. So it does affect it. It affects the interest rate you receive. So mm-hmm. the Absolutely. Higher the score, the better off you are in life, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what do you do? Work with people one-on-one or have workshops?
We do both. We have a financial education workshop, which is really, really great. We go over evaluating your assets and what you currently have, how to build on those, how to create a budget, and how to be more financially stable with your household budget, regardless of homeownership or not. So that's a really good program. We have people that own homes that are in that program, and we have people that want to buy homes that are in that program. We also do one-on-one counseling sessions. That's where we'll evaluate the credit report. We'll create a household budget with you and really give you the tools to be able to sustain that process over time. We also do home ownership education, and that's a really great workshop. It's actually one of the requirements to be able to apply for grant programs that help with down payment assistance. Because the hardest part to being able to buy a home sometimes is coming up with those funds. It's a big purchase. It's the most expensive one that most people make in their life. So there are a lot of great opportunities that will help you with closing costs, down payment. And working with us is a qualification to be able to get that those funds.
Okay. Is there a charge for any of this to the consumer?
No. We are a nonprofit organization. We're a HUD-certified housing counseling agency, and we're also certified by the PHFA. With those certifications, it gives us the ability to be able to provide these services to everyone at no cost. It doesn't matter how much money you're making. It doesn't matter what your credit score is. There's always a way to improve your financial standing, and that's what we are. We're an educator for your finances.
So you don't have to fall. It's not just for low income. It's not for people under a certain threshold. It's for everybody.
Yes.
Anybody could take advantage of this.
Yep. Everybody has the American dream of owning a home.
Okay. So how long do these workshops take?
The workshops we offer in the evening or weekends throughout the month. The homeownership one is about 8 hours. I'd say the financial one usually is about 6. So sometimes we do break that up into 2 days. And sometimes we do it as a one day. So it's pretty flexible according to how people want to be able to dedicate their time to it. We have the calendar up for the year on our website. They can go to nwnepa.org and register for any of our classes.
Okay, where are you physically located, your offices?
We're physically located on North Main Avenue in Scranton, close to Greenridge Street. It's 1510 North Main Avenue.
1510 North Main Avenue. That's in North Scranton.
Yes.
And what's your phone number?
570-558-2490.
Are you there all week?
Yep. I do a late day on Monday, so that way I can meet people outside of work hours. So I'm usually taking clients all the way up until 8 o'clock at night. And then Tuesday through Friday, I'm there from 9 to 4:30.
Ladies, I'm going to ask you back for next week because, Pam, I want to talk about the grants. Okay, and we want to hear all about that and the specifics there, helping people with their down payment money and how that all works. And Sharon, we want to hear from a lender, so would you ladies please come back with us?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for your time this week. Pat, would you kindly review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a gorgeous three-bedroom home at 143 Dimmick Street in Troop for only $149,000. This beautiful home needs nothing. The kitchen is new with stainless steel appliances. There is plenty of natural woodwork on the first floor with an open floor plan and beautiful hardwood floors. The bath is also new. This house, listen to this, the taxes are less than $1,000 a year. You're not in New Jersey, that's for sure. It also has a new gas boiler, and this home is just waiting for a new owner. That's a gorgeous three-bedroom home at 143 Dimmick Street in Troop for only $149,000.
Thank you, Pat. So, if you're thinking about changing careers, but don't do it if you're about to buy a house, according to this show that we just recorded today, right, Sharon? But if you ever thought about doing a real estate sales, and a lot of people do, it's not for everyone, I get that, but there's a lot of factors that contribute to someone's success. And if you have drive, you know, you want to work, you want to work hard, and you have a great personality, it just might be for you, and it can become your lifelong passion. I feel like when I go to work, I'm not working, you know, it's a passion. And if you need to be, if you need to have that fire inside, real estate might be the way to go there. So we're always looking for people to add on, and I can help anybody out there that's thinking about a career in real estate, determine if it's right for you. And, you know, one of the things to look for is an established and reputable brokerage. So we have that. We're in business over 40 years. Brand recognition is also should be a top priority. Making sure you go with somebody that's a franchise like Century 21, which we offer. And having a broker in name only is not enough. You want to make sure that person is in the office, is supportive is supportive and has the experience to guide you to success. So we're tested, we're proven, we're results driven, and we can help you find your way. So I'm just a phone call or an email away, 570-344-6724. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.